Hello and welcome back to the Perimenopause Reset, the space where we stop treating midlife symptoms as random and we start decoding them as intelligent signals from the body. I'm Miriam Faget, a functional nutritionist and gut hormone health strategist. And listen, I am so glad you are here today. Now, if you've been doing all the right things, eating clean, exercising, taking supplements, even trying the latest wellness trends, but that belly softness just won't budge. The brain fog keeps creeping in, and your energy rhythm feels upside down, then this conversation is for you, because today we are going to uncover a loop that almost no one is talking about, but it shows up in my clinic again and again. It's what happens when estrogen dominance collides with sluggish mitochondrial signaling. Now, if that sounds a little sciencey, don't worry. I'm going to break it down in a way that actually makes sense for real life. So, by the end of this episode, you will understand why those stubborn midlife changes are not a personal failure. They are a physiological story waiting to be mapped. But first, I want to bring this to life, y'all, through a story. Let's talk about Carla. Carla is a vice president at a tech company. She's brilliant, she's organized, and she has spent most of her career thriving on early flights, late nights, and adrenaline. Now, she's the kind of woman everyone turns to when something needs to get done. But lately, something has shifted. Carla has noticed a softness settling around her waist, even though her workouts have not changed. Her meals are still clean and structured, yet somehow her body feels different. She's waking up groggy, pushing through the afternoon with lattes and lying awake wired at 2 o'clock in the morning. Her focus, once razor sharp, but now it slips in meetings, okay? Names hover on the top of her tongue. Does any of this sound familiar to anyone out there? And she's starting to feel like she's working twice as hard to keep up with her old self. Now, when she finally went to her doctor, the response was predictable. Your labs are normal. It's just age. But deep down, Carla knew something was wrong. She knew something else was going on. Now, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, that sounds a lot like me. Well, you already know you are not by yourself. You're not alone, okay? For so many high-achieving women in their 40s and 50s, this is the quiet story happening behind the scenes. And the truth is, belly fat and brain fog are not random. They are messages from a deeper system that is shifting. And once you learn how to read those messages, you can change the trajectory. So let's zoom out and look at what's really happening hormonally in midlife. Because before we can talk about mitochondria, those tiny energy producers in your cells, we need to understand the landscape of estrogen dominance. And trust me, this is not the superficial version you've seen in blog posts or Instagram captions, okay? We're going deeper, y'all, okay? We are going to go deeper. Estrogen dominance is one of those phrases that gets thrown around a lot, but rarely explained in a way that actually connects the dots. Now, many women hear it and think it simply means too much estrogen, but that's not quite it. In midlife, estrogen dominance is often less about absolute levels and more about shifting relationships and inefficient processing. So let's break that down. In perimenopause, progesterone is usually the first hormone to decline. Estrogen doesn't just fall in a straight line. It starts to fluctuate wildly, okay? Now, you can have months where it's high, other months where it's lower, and often it's both erratic and relatively higher than progesterone. Now, that imbalance alone can cause symptoms like fluid retention, breast tenderness, PMS, heavier periods, bloating, mood swings, and that soft, hard to lose belly weight, right? But here's the part that doesn't get nearly enough attention. Estrogen dominance isn't only about what your body produces, okay? It's also about how well your body clears what it's done using. Now, think of estrogen like guests at a dinner party. The body rolls out the welcome mat, uses estrogen to regulate cycles, brain function, bones, and metabolism. But once the party is over, the guests need to leave. Now, if your clearance pathways slow down, estrogen lingers, recirculates, and continues signaling when it should not. Now, this is where problems begin to compound, okay? And midlife is the perfect storm for that slowdown, y'all. Detoxification pathways can become sluggish because of blood sugar instability, stress, inflammation, or nutrient depletion. But there's also another deeper player here, one that sits inside nearly every cell in your body, your mitochondria. Most conversations about estrogen dominance stop at the liver. People say, support your liver, eat cruciferous vegetables, take DIM, D-I-M, do a detox. And yes, y'all, the liver is important, but it's not the whole story, because the liver is like the factory processing estrogen into metabolites. But the thing that powers the factory, the electricity, the conveyor belts, the lights, is your mitochondrial energy. And if that energy dips, the factory slows down, no matter how many cruciferous vegetables you throw at it. This is where so many women get stuck. They're trying to detox without enough power running through the system. It's like flipping the switch on a machine that's unplugged. You can push all the buttons, but nothing happens. Now, I want you to picture this. Inside each of your cells are thousands of tiny power plants, your mitochondria. They are producing ATP, which is like the currency your body uses to do, well, everything, okay? Detoxification, hormone metabolism, thyroid conversion, neurotransmitter production, all of it depends on steady mitochondrial output. And in midlife, that output is often dimmed. Why? Flattened cortisol rhythms, lower T3 conversion, erratic glucose signaling, chronic stress, nutrient insufficiencies that accumulate over time. All of these quietly chip away at the power grid. So let's pause here for a second. Think back to Carla, the VP running on adrenaline for years. Her labs were normal, but under the surface, the machinery that once ran effortlessly is now sputtering, okay? Her mitochondria are tired. Her cortisol rhythm is flipped. Her estrogen is fluctuating without efficient clearance. The lights in the factory are flickering and no one's noticed yet. Once you see this connection, the puzzle pieces start to fall into place. Belly fat, brain fog, night sweats, mood swings, they are not isolated symptoms. They are signals that your hormone rhythm and your cellular energy rhythm are out of sync. And that brings us to the next part of our conversation. What happens downstream when estrogen dominance meets mitochondrial slowdown? Spoiler alert, y'all. It shows up in two of the most frustrating symptoms for high-achieving midlife women or women in their 40s and 50s. And that is stubborn belly fat and cognitive fog. Now, once you understand how estrogen dominance and mitochondrial function interact, what happens next starts to make sense. Because when that power grid inside your cells starts dimming, you don't just feel it in the abstract. You see it often first in your belly and in your brain. Okay? Now, let's start with the belly. For many women in perimenopause, belly fat starts to shift in both location and behavior. It's not just that there's more of it, it's that fat is redistributing, often more centrally, deep around the abdominal organs. Now, this type of fat is called visceral fat, and it behaves differently than the subcutaneous fat that sits just under your skin. Now, here's why estrogen plays a role. When estrogen is high relative to progesterone, it upregulates enzymes like lipoprotein lipase, which essentially act like a storage switch. More fat gets stored in the belly area. At the same time, if your mitochondrial output is lagging, your resting metabolic rate naturally lowers because those tiny power plants are not running at full capacity. Now, add in flattened cortisol rhythms, where your cortisol isn't peaking robustly in the morning and tapering gently at night, and you get a glucose regulation problem. Cortisol is not just a stress hormone, it is a rhythm-setting hormone. Now, when it flattens, your blood sugar can swing more wildly. Over time, this can make your cells a little more insulin resistant, which means your body stores more, burns less, and weight creeps up, even if your habits have not changed. This is why so many women say, I'm eating the same, exercising the same, and my body is different. Y'all, we're not imagining this, okay? Our internal signals have shifted and our metabolic environment has changed. Now let's shift gears to something that's often even more distressing than the belly changes, and that's brain fog. Now, if you've ever walked into a room and forgotten why, struggled to find a word that used to come easily, or felt like your mental sharpness has dulled, this part will hit home. Brain fog is not random. It is not just age, and it is not something you need to accept as your new normal. It is a signal, one that often appears before more obvious hormonal symptoms do. Okay? Your brain is one of the most energy-hungry organs in your body. Neurons rely on mitochondrial energy to make neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, and GABA, or GABA. The very messengers that regulate your mood, y'all, your focus, your memory, and your sense of calm. When mitochondrial signaling falters, maybe because cortisol rhythms are flat, thyroid conversion is sluggish, or glucose supply is inconsistent, the brain feels it first. Estrogen also has a direct relationship with cerebral blood flow and neuronal signaling. When estrogen metabolites linger, instead of clearing efficiently, they can affect vascular tone and neurotransmission. It's subtle. It is subtle at first. A little more off days than usual, needing that second cup of coffee to focus. But over time, it becomes a fog you cannot shake with caffeine or sleep. So we're going to pause here for a second again. If any of this sounds familiar, the stubborn belly fat that wasn't there 5 years ago, the cognitive fuzziness that makes you second guess your brilliance, it's not because you are broken, okay? I know you've heard that phrase, you know, I'm broken or you're broken. You're not broken. It's because your neuroendocrine metabolic loops have shifted, and most conventional advice does not address the real mechanisms driving those changes. Now, what's powerful about understanding this loop is that it gives you language, okay? Belly fat and brain fog stop being random annoyances and start becoming predictable physiological consequences of a system that's simply out of sync. And here's where it gets even more interesting. Most women fall into recognizable patterns once this loop sets in. These patterns are not labels. They are roadmaps, okay? And once you know your map, you can build a strategy that works with your biology and not against it. So by now, you can probably see how estrogen dominance, mitochondrial signaling, cortisol rhythms, and brain function are deeply intertwined. But what I found after years of working with women is that these disruptions tend to fall into a few recognizable loops, okay? And I like to think of these loops almost like maps, okay? Once you know which map you're working with, you can stop grasping for random solutions and actually navigate with intention. Now let's walk through the three main patterns that I see most often. The first is what I call the estrogen stuck loop. This is where estrogen metabolites are not clearing efficiently. And the signs are usually pretty clear once you know what to look for. Bloating, fluid retention, night sweats, PMS flares, breast tenderness, mood swings, and that soft, stubborn belly that just doesn't respond the way it used to. These are the women who often look fine on paper. Their labs might come back normal. Their lifestyle might already be dialed in. But beneath the surface, the factory is running on low power. The mitochondria are not fueling detox pathways the way they used to. So estrogen lingers, recirculates, and keeps signaling when it should be gracefully exiting the stage. Now, the second pattern is the cortisol wired loop. This one often flies under the radar, but it's incredibly common. Instead of that healthy morning cortisol surge that tapers gently at night, cortisol is either blunted, barely rising at all, or it is flipped, low in the morning and peaking at night. These are the women who wake up exhausted, push through the afternoon with caffeine or sugar, and then find their brains buzzing at 10 o'clock at night when they really should be winding down. Over time, this flattened or inverted rhythm, it disrupts glucose regulation, thyroid conversion, and you guessed it, mitochondrial signaling. Their cells are essentially trying to operate without a reliable circadian cue, and the entire hormone energy network feels off. Okay? And then there's the combo loop, y'all. This is where estrogen stuck meets cortisol wired. And honestly, this is where a lot of women end up. It's the perfect storm. Estrogen metabolites are not clearing, mitochondrial power is sputtering, and cortisol rhythms are scrambled. The signs here are unmistakable. Stubborn belly fat that resists everything. Unpredictable energy. Hot flashes that flare at 3 in the morning. Night sweats, bloating, foggy thinking, mood swings, and a sense that your body just is not responding to the rules that you used to know. Now, I see this loop most often in high-achieving women, the women who've been holding everything together for years, often at the expense of their own physiology. They've done the programs, they've read the blogs, they've tried the detox teas and supplements, but because no one mapped the loop itself, they were only ever addressing fragments, okay? So as you're listening, I want you to consider, which of these patterns sounds the most like you right now? Are you noticing estrogen stuck signals like bloating, PMS, night sweats? Are you feeling like that cortisol wired rhythm, tired in the morning, wired at night, needing that afternoon boost just to function? Or maybe, just maybe, like so many women, you're nodding along to both. Look, identifying this is powerful because once you know your pattern, you can create a strategy that doesn't rely on forcing your body, but rather working with its rhythms. And this is exactly what I help women uncover through my gut hormone pattern quiz. It is a quick, insightful way to identify which loop is running the show in your system right now. So you can take your first targeted steps toward recalibration through completing a quiz. 2 minutes. Now, you can find the link to the quiz in the description, y'all. Again, it takes a few minutes and it can completely change how you approach your midlife health strategy. Now that we've mapped the loops, let's talk about something that's just as important, y'all, how to begin shifting them. Because insight without strategy can be frustrating, right? But strategy, when it's grounded in your actual physiology, is incredibly empowering. So now that we've mapped the loops, the natural next question is, how do I begin to shift this? Because insight is powerful, but strategy grounded in your physiology is where change really begins. So I want to make this very clear from the start. You don't need a dozen complicated biohacks to restore your rhythm. You need strategic, targeted actions that tell your body it is safe to power back up. Think of this next part like gently flipping the right switches in the right order so your internal systems can start humming again. Now, the first place I start with almost every woman is anchoring the morning cortisol rhythm. Cortisol is not just a stress hormone, okay? It is your daily circadian starter pistol, okay? Now, when that morning rise is weak or flipped, your entire hormonal and metabolic orchestra is out of tune. One of the most effective science-backed ways to reset this rhythm is surprisingly simple. Light and protein within 30 minutes of waking. Yep, step outside and get real sunlight on your eyes. This light cue travels straight to your brain's master clock, the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which sets off a cascade of hormonal signals for the day. Now pair that with a protein-rich breakfast, I'm talking 25 to 30 grams, to stabilize glucose and give your mitochondria an immediate sense of available fuel. This 1-2 punch, y'all, tells your system the day has begun. You can power up. Now, for women with a flattened cortisol awakening response, this is often the first domino to fall back into place. The second step is feeding your mitochondrial power grid. Now, remember, these tiny power plants inside your cells need raw materials to make energy efficiently. That means nutrient density, high quality protein, micronutrients like B vitamins, magnesium, iron, and cofactors like CoQ10. It also means consistent, not extreme, fueling. If your mitochondria are already underperforming, long fasting windows can sometimes worsen that energy deficit, especially for cortisol wire patterns. For many women in this stage, a balanced rhythm of meals, not constant grazing, but also not skipping, That is key. And let's not forget movement, y'all. Resistance training is one of the most powerful ways to stimulate mitochondrial biogenesis, basically to tell your body to build and strengthen those energy factories. We're not talking hours in the gym. 2 to 3 well-structured sessions per week can make a meaningful difference. And the third step is supporting estrogen detox, but in the right order. Now, this is where a lot of women jump in too early. They load up on supplements, green powders, DIM, detox teas. But remember our earlier analogy. If the factory doesn't have power, pushing detox is like flipping switches in a dark room. Nothing moves. Once you've begun restoring energy signaling, then it's time to focus on supporting your liver and clearance pathways. I want you to think plenty of hydration, daily fiber to support elimination, cruciferous vegetables for those key compounds, and adequate amino acids for phase 2 detox. Y'all, it's not flashy, but it is effective. Now, if you're listening and thinking, this actually makes sense. This feels like a strategy rather than another quick fix. That is exactly the point. You've likely tried all the fragmented approaches. What's often missing is the sequence, the order in which you give your body the cues it needs. Anchor the rhythm first, feed the power grid second, then support detox. When you follow this sequence, your body's internal communication starts to realign. Energy begins to rise. Fog begins to lift, and stubborn belly fat becomes more responsive because you're not forcing. You are signaling. Now listen, Carla did not need another diet. She didn't need to try harder. What she needed was a map. Once she began anchoring her mornings with light and protein, feeding her mitochondria with real, consistent nourishment, and supporting her detox systems in the right order, things began to shift. Her energy stabilized. That restless 3 a.m. wake up started to fade. Her brain felt sharper in meetings, and over time, that stubborn belly softness, the kind that didn't respond to her old rules, it finally started to budge. Now, this was not magic. It was physiology aligned with strategy. Your belly fat and brain fog are not random, okay? They are your body's way of saying something deeper needs attention. And once you understand the loop between estrogen dominance, mitochondrial signaling, and cortisol rhythms, you can stop fighting your body and start working with it. So I want to leave you with this. Your midlife health story is not fixed. You are not broken. You are simply being invited to learn your body's new language. And when you do, everything changes. Now, if this episode sparked some aha moments for you, if you found yourself nodding along, recognizing your patterns, I want to invite you to take the Gut Hormone Pattern Quiz. It is quick, insightful, and designed to help you identify which loop is running the show in your system right now. Once you know your pattern, you'll get a free, personalized 3-day reset to start recalibrating your rhythm from the inside out. Now, again, you can find the link in the description below. And if this conversation resonated with you, it would mean the world to me if you followed the podcast, left a review, or shared this episode with another woman in her 40s or 50s who deserves real answers. Now, this is how we change the conversation around midlife health together. I'm Miriam Fage, and this has been the Perimenopause Reset. Until next time, nourish your rhythm, power your cells, and thrive in your second act.